For over 20 years, Robert Blaha has been developing creative solutions in leadership, high-performance work systems, and major Six Sigma and Lean implementations. He joins us now with some tips for helping your organization perform at the top of the game. Robert, welcome.
Thanks, Carol.
So tell our listeners about Realizing Enterprise Excellence. What are the best organizations doing today?
Well, Carol, Realizing Enterprise Excellence has really changed quite a bit in the last few years. The organizations that are the best have moved drastically away from the program du jour and really now are focused more on long-term systemic change. And that's a big change. You know, the old days of we're going to have the banners for the year are over. And what we're seeing now is people really taking a long-term pragmatic approach, and they're really doing four things that are pretty significant. They're really finding a way in their organizations to create urgency and to have people understand in the marketplace today it's drastically different than in days before. The second thing they're doing is they are putting processes in that are evolving. You know, the old programs used to just go in and stay the way they were. Now the programs are recognized that they need to be tweaked, changed, altered, and move forward as time goes on. The third thing they're doing is really the whole skill matrix and reward thing has changed drastically. Now this is the best, Carol. They're really investing in people far more than they did before. Leadership, education, development, coaching, counseling. They're truly trying to get their teams to a different level. And the last thing they're doing is they're rewarding, recognizing, and unfortunately, sometimes having to take very tough, critical action on people. So big change in what we used to see.
Okay, big change. So what's the first step for somebody who's not doing all this yet?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do, but the first step that we see is really kind of like taking a look in the mirror. And a lot of people have a very difficult time realizing where they are. What have been those false disconnects? What have they started that didn't work? What have they done? And what do they really look like? What do their employees think? What do their customers think? And a lot of the best are really stepping back and doing some self-analysis. So that's a big change.
Now, your virtual university, that looks like a very interesting training tool. What are companies doing with it?
We developed the virtual university about a decade ago, and the reason we did is because when we used to send people to Stanford, Harvard, University of Michigan, the best educational and leadership educational processes, they would come back totally, completely pumped up. But Carol, the problem was, what about the rest of the team? What about the pushbacks in the organization? So we took those best practices and went and sought the best practitioners we could find, and we created a university which is done where, how, and when organizations want it done with the same level of practitioners that you find in any of the major academic institutions. The reason it's so powerful, I think, and, you know, we've done, gosh, over 15,000 people now. The reason it's so powerful is because people actually have an experience as a self-occurring work team. And so they go and they experience this as a team, so they're able to execute things as a team as opposed to an individual coming back really pumped up but then having to deal with the realities of the organization. So it's a pretty major change and deviation from what we did in leadership education and development a long time ago.
Sounds like it. Now, I know you've said that Six Sigma and Lean each have limitations, and you've brought these two together as a way of conquering the limitations. Tell us about Lean Six Sigma.
Lean Six Sigma is really a combination of what are the best contemporary business practices out there right now. What we did is, I guess it's been about 6 years or 7 years ago, we combined Lean and Six Sigma. And as you know, Lean is about attacking waste, and Six Sigma is about attacking variation. And what we did is we took those two concepts and really got to look very carefully at the critical to customer, what the customer was paying us to do in organizations, and began to teach organizations to think like the customer looks at them, and then utilize Lean, utilize Six Sigma, and utilize all the process improvement tools that go with those things in a cultural context to be able to create an enterprise that just does things a different way. You know, the results we're seeing with a lot of our Fortune 50 clients, billions of dollars going to the bottom line, and maybe just as important, Carol, a lot of employees are much more motivated and a lot happier about coming to work. So we've really been thrilled about it, and we continue to drive that in a lot of organizations.
Robert Blaha, president of Human Capital Associates, and we reached him in their Colorado Springs, Colorado offices.